Joe Sun, it's good to be here with you. This morning, I want to talk about a topic, and I just thought I'd have an opening question for you, and that is, what makes you sad? Is it a drama or a show that you watch that somehow you feel sad? Or is it when you receive disappointing news that maybe affect your family or affect your loved ones? Or maybe you're sad when your hometown basketball team loses in the playoffs. There are many things that makes us sad. If you look through Scripture, there are some sad situations. And today we're going to look at someone who met with Jesus, talked with Jesus, and even walked with them, yet walked away sad.
今天早上我们会看到的经文是有一个人遇见耶稣，和耶稣一起去谈话，甚至乎同行，但是他就忧伤地离开耶稣。
So what happened?
发生了什么事呢?
What happened in the story?
在这个记载里面有什么事情发生了呢?
And what are the biblical implications for us today?
对我们今天有什么经文上面的教训呢?
If you do have your Bibles, please turn to Mark chapter 10, verses 17 to 22.
若有圣经的，请掀开圣经在马可福音10章17至22节。
Today's message is entitled The Very Sad Refusal.
今天的题目是忧伤的拒绝。
And even though I know you read out loud the passage, I thought it'd be great just to read it one more time. I'll have Spencer to go ahead and read the passage for us once again.
今天早上我们再一次读这个经文，马可福音10章17至22节。耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来跪在他面前，问他说：良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？耶稣对他说：你为什么称我是良善的？ 除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。诫命你是晓得的，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。他对耶稣说：夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。耶稣看着他，就爱他，对他说：你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。他听见这话，脸上就变了色。
May the Lord bless the reading and the preaching of His Word.
愿神祝福祂自己的话语。Now,
what couple things we need to know about this young man. And so by the context, we know that he had a lot of possessions.
对这个年轻人，我们在经文中看到有几样东西，他是有很多的财产。So
in other words, he was well off financially and had a lot of wealth.
他有很多的财富，很多的资产。Secondly,
we also know in our context that in collaboration of other gospel passages in Matthew and Luke, we know that he was a young ruler of a synagogue.
第二点就是在其他的经文对其他的福音的对照入边，在马太福音同埋路加福音都记载到这个年轻的人是一个官长，是一个领袖。
In other words, he was a leader, he had authority.
換句話說，他是一個領袖，是有權力。You
could say that he was kind of like the rich young ruler. He had plenty of power, prestige, and basically a lot of plenty when it comes to resources.
你可以說他是一個富有年輕的官長，有權有勢。This
young man had a lot going for him, yet in the passage, he's desperate.
他有很多的事情要做，但是在经文入面的记载，看得到他是很焦急、很绝望。So
in verse 17, we see that the man is moving fast. In fact, he is running.
第17节看得到他是很焦急，他是跑来。
He's running to Jesus because he hopes to, to fill his emptiness, to satisfy his particular longings.
他跑到耶稣面前是想耶稣去即是填补他的空虚，去满足他灵里面的渴求。
So even though he had authority, even though he had plenty of resources, there was still an emptiness inside of him.
纵使他有很多的权力、势力、很多的资源，但是他都不能够满足他心里面的个空虚。
Now, I want you to think in terms of the young man's considerations.
我们去注意一下那个年轻人的考虑。
What was he thinking about?
他当时想着什么呢?
He came with a question.
他来到是带着一个问题。
He was looking for something more. He was searching for his significance.
他寻找着多些的东西，他寻找着自己存在的意义。
And how do we know that? Because the passage tells you he's asking, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
我们怎么知道呢?因为经文记载到他问是做什么事才可以承受永生。
So the topic is, he's wondering about eternal life.
个题目是问到究竟是怎样做可以承受永生。
Now, by the way, usually when it comes to evangelism, when we try to share our faith with others, people don't come up to us and ask us, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
当传福音的时候，我们很少会有人来到我们面前，第一句就问我们怎样可以做什么可以承受永生。
People don't ask us right off the bat, hey, tell me about heaven, tell me about Jesus.
人们不会一来到就问，哎，讲关于耶稣的事情给我听，让我认识多些关于耶稣。
But apparently this young man had thought about it because this was on his mind.
但是明显地这个年轻人一直有想这个问题，因为这个问题在他的脑里面。
He wants to know, he's coming hungry.
他很渴望知道，很想知道。
And there's an urgency to this question in terms of how he has approached Jesus.
而且是来到耶稣的时候，他是很迫切。
And not only in terms of, you see the urgency, he's coming to the right person, by the way, Jesus.
他并且不单止是迫切的来到，而且来到对的人面前，就是耶稣的面前。
So he runs all the way to Jesus, and he bows down.
他一路跑到耶稣的面前，然后跪在他面前。
And he asks the question.
然后问个问题。
You know, if we haven't asked the question, we should.
如果我们未问这个问题的话，我们是应该问这个问题。
Where would we spend eternity? Is life's most important topic.
我们在永恒里面在哪里去在永恒里面呢？这个是最重要的问题。
Nothing in life is more important than the urgency in terms of our salvation.
在生命中入面没有其他的东西比我们的救恩更重要更迫切的问题。
And we need to know for certain. We need to know.
我们必须很肯定的知道我们必须要知道。
Where will we be in eternity?
我们在永恒当中会去到哪
里? You don't want to guess. You want to know.
你不想是估下你是想知道。
Let me encourage you what the Bible tells us. It assures us in terms of that we can know.
我们在经文里面看到一个的鼓励。
1 John chapter 5 verse 13, he says, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life.
约翰一书五章十三节，我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
So this young man comes and he approaches Jesus.
这个年轻的人来到去接近耶稣。
And Jesus happened to be walking that same particular path.
耶稣刚刚是在同一条路上面。
There's no coincidence that the young man was able to approach Jesus at that given time.
这个年轻人能够来到耶稣面前绝非偶然。
Do not take this for granted.
不要视之为理所当然。
Sometimes we may think, oh, it's just a chance or luck.
有时候我哋谂啊，或者系咁啱啫，咁巧啫。
But it's not.
但系唔系。
Jesus happened to be walking on that path.
耶稣系喺嗰个道路上面行走。
Maybe we should be thinking about this.
我哋或许应该咁谂。
The word of the Lord says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found; call upon him when he is near."
圣经入边有讲到，当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他。
So let's be clear, the man did not come to Jesus whenever he wants or however he wants.
我们要清晰地知道，人来到耶稣面前，不是随时任意的这样来到耶稣面前。
A person comes because God is calling, God is working. God is convicting in your life.
人来到神的面前是因为神呼召你，是神使你觉得扎心。
The Bible says in John 6:44, no one comes to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up in the last day.
约翰福音六章四十四节提到，若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能来到我这里的。到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。
So it seems in the passage seems to be like the right time.
这个在经文记载里面，似乎是一个啱的时间。
The perfect time in terms of Jesus passing by.
是刚刚好耶稣是来到经过这个地方啱的时间。
Maybe we can think of in terms of our own timing.
或者我们要想想我们的时间呢？
For those of you yet to know, maybe this is the right time to call upon the Lord to be saved.
在座中未相信耶稣的，或许现在这个时候就是好的时间去考虑耶稣的救恩。
Have you ever considered Jesus Christ as being your Savior?
有没有去考虑耶稣基督作为你个人的救主？
The young man's consideration, let's move to the young man's confusion.
我们由年轻人的考虑进入到去下一点，我们注意一下年轻人的误解。
The young man, when he approaches Jesus, he says to him, good teacher.
那个年轻人对耶稣说，良善的夫子。
Now, if you said good teacher to most people, it's generally accepted.
如果对人说良善的夫子，或者对大部分人来说，都是一般都会接受。
Now, I know we have a few Sunday school classes following service, right?
我哋喺呢堂之后有啲嘅主日学嘅系咪
？And so that means if we have a couple of Sunday school class, we have a couple of teachers, right?
如果有呢啲主日学嘅时间，就即系在座有主日学嘅老师。
Have you ever come up to them and said, "Good teacher"?
有冇去到佢哋面前讲良善嘅夫子或者好老师咁样咧
？If you did say that to them, they might be embarrassed, right?
如果佢哋听到嘅话，佢哋或许会觉得好尴尬，系咪？
Well, there's a reason for this.
是有一个嘅原因。
And there's a reason why Jesus even questions the young man here.
有一个原因点解耶稣系去质问呢个人咁样嘅讲法。
Jesus says, why do you call me good?
耶稣话点解？点解你要称我为良善嘅呢
？Jesus wants him to think.
耶稣想佢去问去谂。
You know, the thing about what the young man is doing, he's throwing around this term, good teacher, like it's free, like, hey, it's just complimentary.
这个年轻人就这样去很随意地说良善的老师，好像是完全是不需要有代价的，就这样说出来就可以了。
It almost seems like flattery, right?
听起来好像一个奉承的说话，是吗？
So I mentioned back in terms of,us using that term good teacher, we don't normally use it, right?
所以我哋喺我哋嘅环境入边，我哋唔会随便咁样用嘅，系咪
？If we did use it, maybe the teacher would say, "What do you want?"
如果你真系咁样对主日学老师咁讲，老师可能会话你想点啊
？But Jesus wants him to think deeper here.
但系耶稣就想佢系尽心嘅去谂多一重。
Why do you call me good?
为什么你称我为良善的呢
？And Jesus spoke again.
耶稣就再一次继续讲，
And he says, no one is good except God.
除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。
No one is good except God alone.
除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。
So let that sink in a little bit.
让我们去想一想这个的事实。
The way the young man was using the word good was too casually.
这个年轻人用这个良善这个字太过随意。
Who says that a person is good?
誰會這樣說這個人是良善的嗎?
When it comes to God, it's absolute.
形容神的時候是絕對。
Only God is good.
只有神一位是良善。
And if you're serious about discovering about eternal life, you need to understand that only God is good.
如果要去認真的理解永生的話，那就要知道只有神一位是良善。
No one but God is good.
没有人除了神之外是良善。
So the religious person does not understand this.
那个崇尚宗教的人是不明白。
The moralist has a hard time grasping this.
崇尚道德的人是很难明白。
Why?
为什么?
Before you talk or listen to salvation, You need to understand some things about the kingdom of God before you comprehend the eternal life.
去提及或者去听关于救恩嘅事情嘅时候，就要开始明白关于神嘅国，去理解永生呢件事。
You need to understand that you are not that good. Only God is good.
你必须要系去认识到你并唔系咁好，只有神系良善嘅啫。
In fact, no one is good.
确实我们知道没有人是良善。
The Bible says in Romans 3, it says, none is righteous. No, not one. No one understands. No one seeks for God.
罗马书三章那里记载，就如经上所记，没有义人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
That is a passage from the book of Romans, and Romans quotes Psalms. So the average Hebrew, religious leaders such as this young man should have that concept in them.
罗马书三章呢度嘅系引用诗篇嘅入边嘅经文，一般嘅希伯来嘅宗教领袖应该知道呢一个嘅经文。
He should understand, but he did not.
佢应该明白到，但系佢冇明白到。
Only God is good.
只有神系良善。
In comparison to a holy God, we are sinners before him.
比起圣洁的神来讲，我们是罪人。
The absolute goodness is part of God's character.
神的其中一个的性情就是绝对的良善。
Or I should say, is God's character.
这个是神的绝对的良善，是神的特性。
It's interesting in the Old Testament, when God would describe himself, he would say that he is good. He is slow to anger, and he is good.
神在他旧约的时候是形容到自己是有丰盛的慈爱，他是良善。
The young man was confused as far as who was good.
而这个年轻的人就是觉得是有误解了哪个是良善。
And he should understand that he is not that good.
他必须要明白到自己并不是那么良善。
The second confusion lies in the young man's question.
第二个误解就喺嗰个年轻人嘅问题入边。
So think about this confusion very slowly here. It says, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
我哋慢慢嘅去细心思想呢个问题。我当做什么才可以承受永生
？Did you catch that?
有冇听到
？What must I do to inherit eternal life?
我当做什么事才可以承受永生？
There's where the confusion is.
这个就是那个误解所在。
It's not about what you can do for salvation. It's what has been done for salvation.
不是关于我们可以做些什么有这个救恩，而是关于已经造成的功。
It's not about what you have done or what you do. It's what Jesus has done for you.
不是关于我们能够做或者已经做了什么事，而是关于耶稣已经为你所作的功。
Like all the riches that the young man had, he wanted to do something to earn it, to pay for it, to do it.
好像他所已经拥有的一切财富那样，这个年轻的人想去赚取，付代价去换取。
Like his prestige position, he wanted to kind of climb the ladder himself.
好像他的身份地位那样，想自己攀爬上去。
Like his youthfulness, he wanted to kind of do it himself.
在他年轻的心态里面，他想自己去做。
Like his religiousness, he wanted in some sense to earn it by his good morals.
在他的宗教热诚里面，他是想靠自己的道德的好行为去赚取。
This is exactly what sometimes people think today.
这个就是正正很多人今天所想的方法。
What do I have to do?
我要做些什
么? What do I have to give?
我要付出多少?
What do I have to do to earn it?
我哋要做啲乜嘢可以去换取翻嚟
？What do you want from me?
你想我俾啲咩你
？Sometimes we are led to believe that we're not as bad as people we hear about in the news.
有时我哋谂，我哋并唔系好似新闻上面所讲嘅嗰啲人咁差。
Or maybe we think that we're nice, we're kind people.
我哋可能谂自己对人都几友善啦，几仁慈啊。
Many people believe that salvation is based upon do, but it's not.
好多人相信救恩是基于我们所做的事，但是事实并不是这样。
Christianity is based upon the done, the finish.
基督教是基于已成的事，已作完的功。
Salvation through Jesus Christ is all about the done.
救恩通过耶稣基督是完全关于所作成的工。
The finished work of Christ.
基督已经做完的工。
We need to remember one of Jesus' last words on the cross was, "It is finished."
耶稣在十字架上面的最后的讲出的说话是成了。
What Jesus has done, he had paid it all on the cross.
耶稣基督在十字架上面已经是完全付了代价。
The Bible tells us that he saves us not because of the righteous things that we have done, but because of his mercy, he saves us through the washing of the rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit.
圣经入面记载，他便救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，藉着重生的洗和圣灵的更生。
Today, if you want to be saved by God, rest in the done. Trust in the finished work of Christ.
今天若你想被拯救的话，就要是安歇于信靠于基督已经作成的功。
The young man wanted to do instead of resting in what was going to be done.
这个年轻的人 是想是靠自己所做的功去换取救恩，但是他其实应该是要安歇于基督将要为他们成就的功。
Our next point in terms of is Jesus' confrontation.
第三点是要注意耶稣和那个年轻人的对质。
Jesus confronts the young man on two accounts.
耶稣在两方面和这个年轻人去对质。
The first had to do with perspective of who Jesus is.
第一个就是耶稣是谁。
Jesus is not simply a good teacher.
耶稣不是只是一个好的老师。
I mean, granted, he did teach well.
是当然他是有好好这样去教导人。
But he is the Savior.
但是他是个救主。
Remember, he came to save the lost.
是要记得耶稣是来到拯救失丧的人。
The second thing that Jesus confronts him on is that the young man has a problem with sin.
第二个就是耶稣跟他对质的就是罪的问题。
And he wants them to understand this.
他想让这个年轻人明白到。
If you don't understand the problem, it's going to be hard for you to understand the solution.
如果不明白个问题所在，就不会明白那个的解决方法。
And by the way, Jesus does this very cleverly if you notice in the passage.
在经文里面我们注意到是一个好耶稣是摆了一个很巧妙的对质。
Jesus mentions a list of commands, right? And before he took another breath, the young man said, Hey, I've done it all. I've done it since I was a youth.
耶稣一系列的讲到一些命令，然后在那个年轻人回应之前，他讲之前，这个年轻人就已经回应了，啊，我已经做完了。
So if you have your Bibles, look at the list here. It says, you know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother.
在经文那里记载到诫命你是晓得的，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。
What do you notice about that list?
你注意到这些记载是有什么特别？
What do you notice about the list of commandments that Jesus said to him?
耶稣所讲出来的这一段的命令有什么特点？
I'll give you a hint. It doesn't add up to 10.
我给个提示你，没有十个那么多。
Jesus didn't give him all the 10 commandments.
耶稣没有列出到所有十诫的规条。
But it is more than half, but really it's the bottom half.
是已经多过一半，是事实上是下半部分。
And these relate more to how we relate with others versus how we relate with God.
这下半部分是关于是怎样跟人去相处，多过是跟神的相处。
It's more about the horizontal versus the vertical.
是横向的，就并不是中向的。
Jesus wanted to see that he is a sinner before God, and he has no grounds to stand on before the judgment seat.
耶稣想这个年轻人看得到他在神面前是一个罪人，他在审判座前是站不住脚。
When the young man responded, Jesus didn't correct him.
这个年轻人去回应的时候，耶稣没有立刻去更正他。
Conceivably, he could be clean on the outside, spotless reputation, no trouble with the law, anybody, but he had trouble inside before God.
在外表上他是很洁净的，无瑕疵的声誉，他也没有惹上官非，没有同人有什么纠纷，但是他在神面前，他在里面是有祸了。
He was not clean on the inside and particularly in his heart.
在里面，在他的心里面是不洁净。
You know, the young man had to be confronted.
那个年轻人需要被对质。
And sometimes we do too.
而我们也都需要。
Sometimes we focus on the external.
有时候我们着重于外表。
And not the internal.
而不是内心。
Sometimes it's easier to notice the button is undone in our shirt versus the heart is not right before God.
我们很容易注意到一件衣服没扣好纽，但是我们没有注意到我们的心在面前，在神面前有所亏欠。
Sure, sometimes we see sinning as affecting other people, but sometimes we have to realize that sin hurts God. Sin is offensive to God.
犯罪的时候，我们当然注意到是会是伤害彼此伤害，但是罪是伤害神，罪是对圣洁的那位来讲是憎恶，是可憎恶的。
Our transgressions, our trespasses is outright a rebellion to the Lord God Almighty who sits on the throne.
我们的过犯，我们的犯罪是对于那位坐在宝座上全能者耶和华神的一个悖逆。
Do you see your sin as God sees it as being offensive to him?
我们有没有看自己的罪是在神面前是一个可憎恶的事？
The Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
圣经记载到，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So what are the two confrontations? One that Jesus saves.
有边两方面的对质呢？第一就是只有耶稣能够拯救。
And secondly, we are sinful before a holy God.
第二，我们在圣洁的神面前是有罪。
Now, I want you to look at our next point and our next passage in verse 21.
我们看第二十一节。
It says that Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, if you lack one thing, go sell all that you have to the poor and you will have treasures in heaven. Come and follow me.
耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说，你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。
So before Jesus spoke in verse 21, notice he looked at him in love.
在二十一节，耶稣开口说话之前，他在爱心入边去望住他。
So let me repeat that again. Before Jesus spoke, he looked at the young man in love.
在耶稣开口说话之前，他望住那个年轻人就爱他。
Frame it right there.
我们定格在这一点上面。
Do you realize in terms of the impact that this has?
有没有发觉到这个是几大的能力？
Do you realize that, to know in terms of how you could impact others by this very act of Jesus?
耶稣的这个的行动就是对我们来讲可以有很大的影响力。
Do you know how you could improve your marriage, your family life, being involved in the church, your friendship, your witness to others?
对我们的婚姻、友谊、见证、对教会都是有大的影响力。
Imagine the difference when you looked upon somebody else with love before you speak.
可以想象一下，我们那个可以带着爱的眼光去对待身边的人的时候，有几大的分别可以做得到。
Imagine looking at somebody in love, like your family members, before you speak.
在我们开口讲说话之前，我们用爱的眼光去看待我们身边的人。
It makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
是会让到带来很大的分别。
Think about the impact.
想得到那个的影响。
How do you look upon people?
你怎样用什么眼光去看人?
Especially the lost.
尤其失丧的人。
You know, when Jesus looked at the lost, he looked with compassion, didn't he?
他见到失丧的人的时候，他用慈爱去看待他们，是吗?
He saw that they were sheep lost without a shepherd.
他们好像羊群没有牧人一样。
Do we look upon the lost that way?
我哋系咪咁样同样地去用呢个眼光去看待佢哋
？With compassion that they are lost without the Savior，
带着慈爱嘅眼光去看待佢哋，佢哋好似牧，好似羊冇牧人一样。
Jesus loved the man, and he still loved the man regardless of his sins and regardless of his wrong understanding of God.
耶稣看待嗰个年轻人，佢纵使佢系有罪，纵使佢喺神面前系理解错，对神有错误嘅理解。
And friend, no matter where you are today, Jesus loves you too.
朋友们，无论你今日喺边一个光景入边，耶稣都系爱你。
As proof of his love for this young man, Jesus tells the young man how to be saved.
系证明神证明佢嘅爱，耶稣就告诉呢个年轻人系点样样去得救。
It is a message that we need to hear today.
系今天我哋需要所听嘅信息。
So Jesus challenged the young man.
耶稣就挑战呢个年轻人。
So notice the challenge that he gives to the young man.
我哋注意到耶稣点样样去挑战呢个年轻人。
Tells the young man to sell your possessions and give it to the poor.
佢告诉呢个年轻人去变卖你所有嘅，分俾穷人。
So let me be clear here.
首先要好清楚知道。
There is no implication that salvation can be earned by selling your possessions or giving everything you got to everyone.
呢度并唔系讲到通过变卖所有嘢去赚取救恩。
But what Jesus is doing here, he's getting down to the specific root issue.
耶稣在这里做的就是将那个问题的核心去找到。
The young man enjoyed his wealth. He trusted in his wealth or his resources more than he trusted God.
这个年轻人享受他的财富，享受他的金钱多过神。
He loved his money more than he loved God.
他爱他的财富多过爱神。
Do you realize that Jesus came to save your soul?And not your riches.
你有冇注意到耶稣系嚟系去拯救灵魂，并唔系拯救你嘅财富
？And for that matter, riches cannot save you.
事实上，你嘅财富并唔能够拯救你。
Do you know it may be easy to believe?
你有冇注意到或者系好容相信或者系好容易嘅
？But if you don't change a thing, and you hang on to every cherished possessions, that's not the gospel.
若果你完全冇改变，仍然找住地上嘅资产嘅时候，这个并唔系福音。
If you're not willing to turn your back on everything, you can't come to be saved.
如果你唔愿意抛弃所有财宝嘅话，你唔能够嚟到去被拯救。
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 24, it says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one, or." Love the other, or else he would hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
马太福音六章廿四节嗰度记载，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
So what's it going to be? The resources or God?
系边一样呢？系你嘅资财定系神呢？
The bottom line is that we should follow Jesus.
重点是我们应该跟从耶稣。
And this is the heart of the matter.
这个是问题的中心。
The young man had been following his power, following all his plenty of resources, his position, his possessions.
这个年轻人一路以来是跟从他的权柄、势力、地位、财产。
And Jesus is essentially saying, you turn your back on all that and you follow me, then you have eternal life.
耶稣是讲到你要背弃你所有这些的事情去跟从我，这个就是你怎样可以有永生。
The demands of the gospel is very clear.
福音的要求很清楚。
You must forsake your sin through genuine repentance and embrace the Savior by faith.
你要通过真诚的悔改和凭信接受救主去抛弃你的罪。
Embrace the Savior and Christ alone will save your soul.
去拥抱耶稣基督。单单是拥抱耶稣基督而去让自己的灵魂得救。
How about you? Have you decided to follow Jesus? No turning back is the song we just sang.
你呢？你有没有去决定跟从耶稣，好像我们刚刚崇拜时候唱的歌那样？
In this passage, there are tears.
在这个经文里面有眼泪。
But it's not the tears that we expect. It's not the tears of repentance.
但呢个唔系回转悔改嘅眼泪。
And this is the saddest part.
而呢个就系最忧伤、令人忧伤嘅地方。
Notice the choice the young man makes.
我哋睇得到呢个年轻人所作嘅决定。
He makes a choice.
佢作咗一个决定。
Instead of following Jesus, he walks away from Jesus.
这个年轻人转身离开耶稣而不是跟从耶稣。
And notice the choice. Disheartened by the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
我们注意到这个年轻人的抉择，他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
You could say that the young man made an earthly choice. It's a decision. It's an earthly decision.
这个年轻人做了一个属地的抉择，是一个抉择，他选择了属地的事情。
He chose his possessions over what the peace that Jesus could bring.
他选择了要资财，而不是耶稣所给的。
He chose his cash instead of Christ.
他选择了钱财，而不是选择基督。
He walked out on Jesus.
他转身离开耶稣。
He loved his possessions more than he wanted to be saved.
他爱他的产业多过他能够被得救。
Brothers and sisters, what we have here is a very, very sad refusal.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里看得到是一个很忧伤的一个拒绝。
He turned down the love of Jesus and rejected eternal life.
他拒绝了耶稣的爱，他离弃了这个永生。
Note in the passage, Jesus didn't move.
注意到经文里面耶稣没有动。
It was the young man who walked away.
是那个年轻人自己远离耶稣。
Come to think about it, it's not just the earthly decisions, the eternal decision or consequences, especially if the young man would never repent.
其实再想深一层，这个可不是属地的抉择，而是永恒的抉择，或者是永恒的后果。尤其这个年轻人如果之后都没有悔改的话。
You know, everybody's going to be in eternity, either spending eternity with God or spending eternity without God.
每人都会在永恒里面，一是就跟神一起在永恒里面，一是就没有神的这样在永恒里面。
Heaven or hell.
天堂或地狱。
Let me ask you, as we kind of conclude these things, is what makes you sad?
今天你会为什么的事情而忧愁呢?
Has it ever occurred to you to be sad about those who walk away from Jesus?
有没有想过为那些转身远离耶稣的爱的人而到去忧愁?
Those who walk away from the love of Jesus.
那些为离开耶稣的爱的人，转身离开耶稣的爱的人。
Does it make you sad when someone chooses the riches of the world over the treasures found in Jesus?
当有人选择地上的财宝多过在耶稣里面找到的财富，这样去选择的时候，会不会让你觉得忧愁？
Or think about this, are you the one who is sadly refusing Jesus at this moment?
还是你是不是那一位现在是很忧愁这样去拒绝耶稣的那一位呢？
If so, I plead you,to consider the claims of Christ.
如果是的话，我去恳求你去再想一想耶稣基督的说话。
Brothers and sisters, what matters to God should matter to us.
弟兄姊妹，对神来讲重要的事情对我们来讲都是重要。
We should rejoice over the things that God rejoices and weep over the things God weeps.
我们应该为神喜悦的事情而喜悦，为神忧伤的事情而忧伤。
We know through Scripture that God rejoices, or all heaven rejoices when one sinner repents.
当一个罪人回转的时候，神会很喜悦，天上都会很喜悦。
And so what we have here is a very sad situation.
而我们在这一段经文看到的是一个很令人忧愁的片段。
When a young man is refusing Jesus Christ.
当这个年轻人拒绝耶稣基督。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, Father, we humbly come before you.
天上的父，全能的神，我们谦卑地来到你的面前。
We think about this passage and especially the love of Christ.
我们去想到这段经文的时候，想到耶稣基督的爱。
And we realize Jesus looked upon that young man with love.
我哋见得到耶稣去带着爱嘅咁样向看呢个年轻。
Even though he was sinful and even though he had a wrong understanding, Jesus still looked upon him as with love.
纵使佢有罪，纵使佢对神有误解，但系神仍然带着爱咁样看佢。
Father, that is reminds us the consistency of your eternal love.
天父，呢个就系你不变嘅慈爱。
We understand through Scripture that you love the world, you so love the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whoever should believe in him should not perish but have eternal life.
天父，我哋喺经文入边知道，你就系咁样样爱世人，去将自己嘅独生子去献出，去让到所有相信耶稣基督嘅人都有永生。
Lord, we want to hold that love precious.
我哋要好珍重呢一份嘅爱。
Father, I know that you have impressed upon maybe our minds about those who we know in our lives that have sadly refused you even at this moment.
天父，我哋系知道我哋生命中有认识到一啲人系喺呢一刻仍然系拒绝紧神嘅爱。
And so we're motivated to plead for your mercy.
让我哋去有呢个动力去为你嘅怜悯去祷告。
That someday that they would believe and repent.
以致到有一日佢哋能够回转悔改。
And Father, we know that even there's some here today that have yet to believe and repent before you.
天父，我哋亦都知道在座当中都有未回转悔改嘅人。
And so, Father, we do pray that you would bring about a sadness in their lives.
天父，我哋亦都希望将呢个忧伤带进佢哋嘅生命入边。
A sadness that would for them to understand that they need you.
呢个嘅忧伤就要让佢哋去明白到佢哋系需要你。
And Jesus Christ is the only way for them to be saved.
而耶稣基督就系唯一一个得救嘅道路。
And so we pray that you would even help them to believe and repent before you.
因此我哋希望你去帮助佢哋去喺你面前回转悔改。
So Father, we commit ourselves before you.
天父，我哋将我哋交喺你手中。
Understanding in terms of your love that is so passionate for us that it is forever.
明白你嘅爱系几咁嘅热切，系直到永恒。
Father, we commit ourselves before you and pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我哋将自己交托喺你手中，我哋咁样嘅祷告系奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen.
心意，神定相佳永伴，信服与相信，主爱充满，遵从信任，就是喜乐真谛，要信靠服从上主，我必舍弃一切。黑影遮蔽，愁目凄风骤念，望着我主笑脸皆淡然，才不惊慌嗟叹，无惧哭泣困惑，信服与相信开我心眼。从信任就是喜乐真谛，要信靠服从上主，我必舍弃一切，要先牺牲所有，才力滔滔爱浪，道路时间兼爱苦来甜。洋溢欢欣快乐，信服与相信摆上教堂，遵从信任就是喜乐真谛，要 信靠服从上主，我必舍弃一切，如此亲身相见，为咗亲历相追，但愿每天结伴一路行，决心遵主吩咐，肩碰差以性命，相服与相信，保证得胜。遵从信任，就是喜乐真谛。要信靠服从上主，我必舍弃一切。